Yeah. George Lucas wouldn't be within 10 inches of this guy.
I, you know, with his lack of financial disclosure, I hope he has $7 left at the end of the run.
I don't have enough for a ticket.
Put it all together, though, really, because it does paint the ultimate loser picture. No communication from the theater management, who you might think would enjoy the publicity.
He doesn't even know for sure that the movie will be playing in that theater.
Because he's speaking to no one at the theater. So they walk in, they walk out, and there he is.
On a couch.
But they avoid him.
He's on a couch on the street.
And he spends, what, 22 hours there? Roughly 20, and then he takes his little breaks.
And how is it when he says, "Well, I've met a lot of nice people." I'm sure you have.
And then his friend, who was with him the last time he grew up.
Yeah, right. So that's Jeff Tweeten.
Very good.
We'll check in with him over the next 21 freaking weeks.
Mover and a shaker.
Good. He's one of the Hollywood powerful.
And another Star Wars aficionado is checking in now. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
Tom.
Hey, guys.
How do you spell Star Wars?
Hey, how you guys doing?
Tom, how do you spell Star Wars?
Star, S-T-A-R.
Wars.
W-A-R-E-S.
You're my man.
Star Wars.
You never let me down.
Perfect. Happy New Year, Tom.
Happy New Year, Mike.
Tom, I've got a real tough one for you.
Go ahead.
How do you spell R2-D2?
R-D-R-D-D-2.
You Perfect. Are just...
Tom, how's your new hip?
Good.
Everything going well?
And no pain, no nothing.
Good. Forgot about his artificial hip, Mike.
Good for you.
Or was it hip replacement?
It was hip replacement surgery.
Yes, it was.
You're getting around better than ever, right?
Yep.
Do you still use a cane or a walker? Or are you
use a cane now until the end of January. I'll probably be walking without the cane.
No.
End of January. Wow, that's great.
January.
Wow. Well, that's great, Tom. No more cane. Will you maybe just take it out to different places, though, so you can do your cane trick?
Yeah.
Good.
You lost any weight?
Yep.
Good.
I'm down at 197.
Wow.
Hey, Tom?
Yes?
Did you hear about WHFS?
Yes, I did. They went to Latino.
Yeah, very good.
Yeah, right. What do you think? How do you spell Latino?
L-A-T-O-N-E-R-Y.
Right. And what do you think about that major move in the radio industry?
Latonery.
Hate it.
You hate it? Why, man?
Because the sports junkies were on there. I like the sports junkies.
Yeah, we hope they find a spot here.
I hope they find a spot on WJFK.
I hope
me
so,
too.
Me too.
Yeah, I hope they come back to WJFK. I hope they do.
Yeah, I hope you call their show all the time if they come back.
Tom, did you hear that Dennis recently has called another radio station than ours?
What station did he call?
I'm not sure.
Some station in Baltimore.
Some station in Baltimore, but you know that's very bad, isn't it, Tom?
Yes, it is. And I got a bone to pick with you all.
You have a bone to pick with your bone
with us.
What's
with
the
you
bone?
All, both of you all.
Why?
Who is the retard? Keeps calling me. That jackass keeps calling me every night and bugging me when I'm recording some of this stuff.
I'm sorry. I'm sorry, Tom.
Buzz is the retard that keeps calling. I love
No, I think he said Lewis.
Lewis, the damn-ass retard.
Lutar. I thought he said, who is the retard?
Yeah.
No, I didn't say Buzz. I said Lewis.
No, I understand.
We get it. So Lewis is stalking you?
Lewis is stalking my ass.
Wow.
Well, you know, Tom. He's off limits on this show.
He does not be calling me anymore. If he does, I have a police report coming through the internet tomorrow or Friday, and he's going to daggone court, and I'm suing his ass.
Yeah, Tom.
There you go.
All right, Tom, Gavin.
There you go.
You rock.
All right, Tom, how do you spell Sue?
S-O-U-E-R-Y.
You're my man.
Perfect.
Hey, where's Charlie?
Salary.
Where's Charlie's right here.
Hey, Charlie, what are you doing, man?
Happy New Year, Tom.
Wow.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah?
Take us to break.
Don and Mike, go to break.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Wow.
J.F.
Show to traffic.
Making a trip on the end of the above the beltway and anticipating delays at the Woodrow Wilson Bridge. That's where we have an accident. Have your left.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Did you really mean what you said up there?
Uh-huh. I just want you to be happy, Mary.
But I'd be happiest with you.
What about Brett Favre?
The Don and Mike Show. Working amongst the droves, the Don and Mike Show.
Right, right. Many subtle layers of the stupid show.
Yes.
You see, the tape was about football.
Mm-hmm.
The song is ABC.
Right.
And now we're going to hear a tape of Rob's beautiful daughter, Julia, picking the NFL playoff.
Always thinking.
Always thinking, like ABC. Repeat after me, ABC.
Yep.
Now take your pants off, Macaulay. One, two, three. Your bee stung lips. Hey, do re mi, ABC.
That's wonderful. Man, I love the way you do that.
Yeah. You're a cute boy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Cute. I'm talking to you.
Oh.
Here, you are a cute boy.
Thank you.
But Macaulay Culkin is a cute boy.
Bee stung lips.
And he's not testifying, right?
He's not.
With Michael Jackson?
That is correct. I'm just looking at his hair.
Oh, and Bethann took the pictures for the website, right?
Yes, I hope they don't make me look heavy.
It'll be DonandMikeWebsite.com. Go to today's daily log section. It'll be up sometime tomorrow morning. Click on January 12th, and when you're reading the transcript, you'll see the picture of Rob's big head.
And then, of course, we will update that as
yep.
the hair gets longer and the beard gets longer.
Yeah. Everybody wants to see Rob grow his hair and grow his beard. And this is the NFL Network music that we have because we have an NFL segment now.
Very good.
Last year, Julia Spiewak did a pretty good job of picking the Final Four out of the NCAA tournament of 64 teams.
And she went through the entire tournament. Amazing.
She did.
Yeah.
What we have now is Julia Spiewak, who is now, is she four?
Yeah, turned four in December.
Just turned four. Going to pick not only this weekend's game,
right,
but pick the eventual Super Bowl champion.
Very, very exciting. And a little easier to understand because the NCAAs, I mean, that's pretty convoluted.
And I know that she likes being on the radio now. She likes...
Loves it.
So is she listening now, do you think?
I bet she is, yeah.
We'll say hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia.
Hi, Julia. We're going to play your tape now of you and Daddy. And everybody, all you bookies out there, listen up. Here's the good stuff.
Well,
we're
going
to test the microphone to make sure it sounds okay. Now, can you tell me a little bit about yourself?
I know about everything.
You do?
Yes.
What are some things you know about?
I know about skeletons.
And what else?
I know about toys.
She knows
again,
about
she is Rob's daughter.
Yes.
I know about skeletons.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Like the ones
she
I...
knows where all the closets are.
The ones I find in the closet. You know, if anything, this is a segment that will humanize the evil monster known as Rob. That you will
not a chance.
You will listen to this, and
we'll
it will
see.
Be a part of your heart that will have to melt a little bit when you hear what a sweet daughter he
yes,
has.
It's the child that I'm directing all this at. I know he's still a monster.
Skeletons.
I know about I know about the skeletons, Daddy.
Wow.
I know where they are.
Here we go.
Story. Oh, I forgot. I need to go poop. I'll be right back.
She forgot that she needs to go poop. So we'll pause.
And we're back.
You feel better now?
Yeah.
Okay. What can you tell me about football? You told me you know about everything.
I know about the Packers.
Who likes the Packers?
Don.
Do you want to say hi to Uncle Don?
Yes.
Go ahead. Give Uncle Don a message.
Hi.
Do you have a message for Uncle Mike?
Have a great show.
Do you have a message for Buzz?
I don't know one.
Yeah. Do you know Buzz gave us the leg lamp?
Thank you for the leg lamp.
Well, you're welcome, Julia. Very good. How about a message for Beth Ann?
Well, I like girls.
You like girls?
Yeah.
Well, we should watch this.
And she knows where the skeletons are.
Yeah.
If this was an interview with an 18-year-old, we might have some trouble here.
Yeah, absolutely.
And Rob's other kid is just as funny. And you know, Mike, from when your girls were little.
Yes.
And I know when Bart was little, and they're so adorable. I was on the phone with Rob today, and Robert was screaming to talk to me.
Right.
And I finally got the phone, and he just said, Don, 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 Don. Hi, Robert. Hi, Robert. Don, 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 Don. And then I didn't hear him say, as he threw the phone back at you, oranges.
Yeah, you want an orange juice.
Rob will back me up. You will, too. The terrible twos are actually the terrible threes. And when you get out of the terrible threes and they turn four, it's probably the most entertaining that they are. They're great.
Yeah, Julia is at an amazing age right now. But know that this 10-minute tape came out of about 40 minutes of tape.
Yeah, there was some editing involved, right?
A lot.
So she didn't naturally say, and we're back?
No, I invited her to say that. But she did say that she needed to poop on her own. And we're proud of that.
Yeah.
That took a lot of training.
Take two. Julia,
going to have to come back. Back.
We're rolling.
Do it again.
Hey, here she is picking the games.
Well, do you have a message for Beth Ann?
No, message.
That was
the message. Okay. Do you have a message for Joe Ardinger?
Who is he?
Exactly. All right, before we start the football picks, do you have any jokes you'd like to tell?
How come the chicken wanted to cross the road?
How come?
Because he wanted to get to the other side.
That was terrific. Can you hand me the bracket? Now, Julia, what I have in my hands here...
The bracket.
...are the brackets for the NFL playoffs that happened this weekend. Are you excited?
Yeah.
An ass father.
Can you name some teams?
You are such an ass father. Okay, Julia, here is a bracket.
Can you hand me the bracket? You don't know what a bracket is?
I bet she does, because she knows what a skeleton is.
Yeah.
She knows what the bracket is, and also the bracket had the pictures of the helmets.
Ah.
So that helped her.
I think it's important to point out that she knows what a skeleton is. Uh-huh. And she knows where they are.
Hand me the brackets. Hand me brackets to your ass father.
That's the funniest line of the day.
Who else?
Where's the Redskins in here?
Yeah. Exactly. The Redskins did not make the playoffs.
Ooh.
You know why?
No.
Can you guess?
Because they don't play football anymore.
Do you want to start with the NFC or the AFC?
AFC.
The first game we're going to look at is the New York Jets at the Pittsburgh Steelers. What do you think about that?
Here we go.
Bells.
What about bells?
Bells are ringing in my head.
Really?
Oh, really?
Again, like
that. What causes that?
I just was thinking of it.
All right, we have the Jets playing at Pittsburgh. Who do you think is favored, the Jets or the Steelers?
The Jets.
Okay, well, actually, Pittsburgh, the Steelers are favored by 9.
You got this wrong again.
She's a 4-year-old, and you're confusing me. You're asking her who's favored. Uh-huh. How is she supposed to know who's... Like, she can read the line on the paper.
Well, you know, as you've already labeled him, the AF.
The
ass father.
As father, want to get as much info into this segment.
Here, Julia, look at the bracket.
Because you're asking the child to pick, and it's one thing to pick random, but then you said who's favored.
Like, she's going to know. Like, she knows what
favorite
is. But
how cool would it have been if she got it right?
What
does it really need?
Ask her what the point spread is.
Go for the under.
All right, here we go. Back to Julia.
Okay. Yeah.
What can you tell me about Ben Roethlisberger?
I don't know him.
Can you say his name?
Ben Roethlisberger.
You want to try that again?
Ben Roethlisberger. Is that the right name?
Ben Roethlisberger.
Oh, Ben
Roethlisberger. That's not bad at 4 years old.
Well, the Steelers are favored by 9. Who do you pick, the Jets or the Steelers?
The Jets.
How come?
I mean the Steelers.
Oh.
How come?
I don't know.
You have to have a reason.
I have 4 reasons.
Okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Okay, well, what are the reasons?
I love you.
Okay, that's one reason. Give me another reason.
Didn't I tell you? You know, soften up the monster.
Sure.
Look at that. She said to the monster, to the ass father. She said, I love you.
She doesn't know.
I love you, ass father.
Where's the skeleton?
That's all she knows.
I don't have any bells.
Okay, again with the bells. And what else?
I don't have any record players.
Now you're just looking around the room and saying stuff now.
Oh.
Okay, so you pick the Pittsburgh Steelers. Will they win big?
No. Patience, Dad.
You got that, folks?
Yeah.
Steelers win big.
Mm-hmm.
Now, let's pick another AFC game, okay?
Mm-hmm.
We have New England hosting the Indianapolis Colts. What do you think?
Good.
Now, Julia, who do you think is favored? New England or the Colts?
Yeah. Here's the favorite.
By how many?
Why are you asking? Why are you asking your 4-year-old the point spread?
I guess because I'm AF. I don't know. Funny. I didn't think it would be that much of a problem.
He's okay. Ass father.
Who's favorite? Tell me, girl, who's favorite? Come here, child.
Guys.
Actually, it's New England favored by 2.5. What do you say to that?
Good.
Well, what's good about it?
I just like it.
Okay.
All I know, all I know is that every time Rob asks about the point spread, Julia starts hearing the bell.
And seeing the skeleton.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not good.
No. These are the Patriots. And these are the Colts. Who do you think will win?
The Colts.
Uh-huh.
The Colts will win how big?
Big.
By how many points?
Six.
Okay, it's the Colts by six. Colts That's by a stunning six.
Write
upset.
It down, people.
Okay.
Now let's go over to the NFC. Do you want to?
Okay.
This is a big question I've been dying to ask you, Julia.
What?
Randy Moss.
Oh.
Did you see him do that disgusting dance in the end zone this weekend?
No.
He danced with his butt.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
What do you think of that? Is that unacceptable or is that okay?
No.
Do you have a message for Randy Moss?
Where are you? But do you have any kids?
Does Randy Moss have any kids? I don't know.
He's got a ton of kids, really.
So Minnesota goes to play Philadelphia in Philadelphia. Philadelphia is a big favorite.
Oh, don't
ask.
You
know what a lot of people are talking about? They're saying this is going to be the Eagles defense versus the Vikings offense.
What are you doing? What are you doing, Chris Berman?
But it's so great. If you could have seen her face when I was doing this question, it cracking me up.
You're listening intently.
Ask the sweet child who's going to win the game.
Can we get to that?
This is like, what are you, Bizarro Art Linkletter?
Yes, he is.
B-A-L.
You know what they're saying, Julia? It's going to be the defense versus the offense.
Chicky Zanna here, Bell.
Hand me the bracket.
Yes, ass father. Back to sweet Julia.
Yes.
And the monster.
What do you think is more important, offense or defense?
Defense.
How come?
Huh. I just know that.
Are you a fan of some of the defensive players?
He's relentless on the poor child. How are you going to explain it to me? Because I didn't know. I let her in Peter Hart.
Explain to me why defense is more important. Because I don't know, Julia.
Oh, perhaps you've been said something very telling about the skeleton.
Like Sam Huff?
Yeah.
Yeah. What can you tell me about Sam Huff?
Oh, God.
I think he can jump really high. And he's Sam Huff.
He's the greatest linebacker in the history of the NFL.
Yeah.
All right, let's make the pick.
There we go.
The Vikings, and that's Philadelphia. Who do you pick?
Philadelphia.
Do you ever want to go to Philadelphia?
Yes.
What will you do there?
I would, if there's any pets there, I can take care of them. And make them take baths.
And make the pets take baths.
Bathe the pets.
All right. Well, that sounds good. Ready for this NFC matchup? The Atlanta Falcons.
Thank you for saying nothing disturbing to your child after she made that comment.
Well, you know, whatever. She likes girls.
That's nice.
I guess I'm berating her in some way.
Maybe yeah. It was edited out.
Oh.
Pets. You don't bathe pets.
The St. Louis Rams. What are your initial thoughts?
Here we go.
No, all about Toy Story.
The movie Toy Story? What can you tell me about Toy Story?
I have some Toy Story stuff in my room.
Like what?
Buzz Lightyear.
So what do you think? Which one do you like?
Falcons.
Right. Michael Vick and the Falcons. So now, Julia, do you want to recap your picks for the divisional playoffs?
Oh, come on.
We're recapping.
Recapping is repeating, reminding everyone what it means.
Pittsburgh, the Colts, Atlanta, Minnesota.
You picked Philadelphia.
I want to delete that.
Are you sure you want to change that pick?
Wow. Hold on. Did you just make her say, I want to delete that?
No, she said that on her own.
That's
wow.
Definitely kid speak.
I want to delete that.
She wants to delete that.
Or she's changing her pick.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay, do you want to pick NFC or AFC first?
AFC.
Which team do you pick? This one or this one?
This one.
What team is that?
Pittsburgh.
Okay, so you picked Pittsburgh. So you knew
Pittsburgh
that by the
helmet.
Be the AFC champion?
Yes.
Okay, and on this side, on the NFC, do you pick this team or that team?
This team.
What are they called?
Falcons.
Okay, so you pick Atlanta to be the NFC champ.
That's their Super Bowl.
So, Julia, Super Bowl 39 on February 6th in Jacksonville, you have picked Pittsburgh and the Falcons.
And I'm ass father.
Who's your ass daddy? You are like Rupert Pumpkin with her down there.
She enjoys it.
Will you be honest with me? Were you wearing headphones during this?
Yes, I was.
Wow.
And she wanted them too, but I had but one output. So I said, no, you can listen to it later.
Now sit down, girl.
Now perform.
Perform. Dance.
Yay!
All right.
What can you tell me about them?
I know about the Falcons.
What about the Falcons?
Falcons fly.
What do Steelers do?
Smart kid. Mm-hmm.
I think they steal stuff.
Okay. It makes sense to me. I've got a question before we make our pick. Will it be high scoring?
Yes. They'll score a lot of points.
Will they have touchdowns?
Yes.
How many points for a touchdown?
Hey, now, did she really get that?
She got that.
Wow.
How do you feel, Buzz?
I'm embarrassed.
Don't worry, Buzz. She gets better in this segment.
Oh, good. Thank God.
How many points for a field goal?
One.
How many points for an extra point?
Two.
And here's what's tricky. How many points for a safety?
160.
Yeah.
What I
Just like I taught her. Okay, who wins? Pittsburgh Steelers or the Atlanta Falcons? Before you answer this, I want you to think it through.
I am thinking it through.
Don't answer quickly.
Okay.
Do you have an answer?
Atlanta Falcons.
Wow.
How many points will they win by?
One.
They'll win by 1 point.
1 point.
There you have it, folks.
I mean six.
You mean six?
Oh, well.
Any other thoughts about the game?
I love you.
Before you go. You said at the beginning of the interview that you know everything about everything.
Yes, about everything, about everything.
What are some other subjects you know stuff about?
Star Wars.
What can you tell me about Star Wars, real quick?
Star Wars, I like the music when it goes...
Julia, you know what would be a good and fitting close for this football segment?
If I find skeletons.
If you were to sing Hail to the Redskins.
Hail to the Redskins. Hail victory. Raves on the warpath, fight for all DC.
Oh, that's great.
You want to do your sign off now?
Yes.
Okay, sign off.
And then we're done.
And then we're done.
Yeah, I'm kind of a little tired of standing up.
Okay, you made her stand Father of the Year.
Stands.
You ready?
Yes.
Do your sign off.
We're done, my show. I'm Julia Cena signing off. Back to you, Don.
That's a hit.
Oh, that's great.
And we can't. Good job.
You did a good job, Rob. You know, making her stand. And you were seated, of course.
Of course.
Wearing headphones.
In a plush chair. I'll work with her on the point spread.
She's the greatest kid.
She is. Yeah.
And her pick is Atlanta over Pittsburgh by one. Or was it by six?
She revised
by
it.
Six.
By six.
She needed the one. It's a huge upset that she's done, but I'll take it to the bank, folks.
And don't forget, she likes skeletons.
Yes, and I thought she held up under the constant pressure put on by Ass Father.
Yeah, while hearing the bells.
Yes, my ears are ringing again. Daddy,
look at the bracket. And then when you are not even letting her know which team, you're just pointing at the helmets. Which one do you like?
This okay. Or this? What are they?
Answer me, girl.
Come on now.
Well, I hope she's listening. And Julia, that was really great.
Good job, Julia.
Your daddy's an ass.
Oh,
but it's okay. Hugh Bard's dad is an ass, too. I think I just talked about myself in third person. And Buzz,
yeah.
Oh, you know what I just thought about? Mike, you're an ass father, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Buzz has no kids.
No, I'm just an ass.
Hey, Buzz.
Just that ass.
In a world where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
Yeah, me.
He made it up.
Listen, that kid sounded cute, but you don't know what you're not missing by not having them grow up when they get past that age. But
yeah.
I mean, maybe you do know what you're missing. Anyway,
no.
Sometimes I think you're better with cats.
Yeah, I agree.
I think we all feel that way at all stages of development at some point.
Right. Julie and the skeletons.
That's right. Cats don't look for skeletons.
I know where all the bones are buried. Or defense is more important. Daddy, my legs are tired.
Wow. Buzz, what's your lead story on the comments tonight?
Today, W says you can't be president if you don't know the Lord.
Oh, boy.
Okay.
Yeah, that was a real spontaneous reaction.
Like, wow.
Okay, great.
Now I need a Viagra to get through the rest of the show.
Sorry about that, too.
Okay, stay tuned, everybody, for news and comments. The tape's not working. Mike, this is very
professional, Don.
This is the Don and Mike Show. This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
Broadcasting with a belated sense of urgency, Don Geronimo and Michael Mara.
See? Yeah. I'm Buzz, Girlie's News Now. Buzz brought to us by Viramax, the world's number one sexual pleasure and performance enhancer. Viramax, number one because it really works. It's doctor developed.
Someone call for a doctor.
Here he is, clinically tested, patented. I meant him, not you, Buzz.
Right.
Viramax, get it at retailers nationwide. Call 1-888. Try V-Max. Eurythmics.
Nice.
Now here's Buzz. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Donna. Mike.
Hi.
President Bush says he doesn't see, quote, how you can be president without a relationship with the Lord. Yesterday in the Oval Office, the president gave an exclusive interview to the Republican newspaper, The Washington Times. Among other things, he said he wanted to...
Great paper.
...wanted to clear up misunderstandings the public has about his views on the relationship between religion and government.
Okay.
Quoting the president, people attack me because they are fearful I will say you are not equally patriotic if you're not religious. I've never said that. I think that's just the way it is. End quote. Mr. Bush also said that...
You know what you just did? You did that thing that you do. And I'm okay
now, what have I done?
I'm okay with that thing that you do, but do you know that thing that he does?
Yeah.
Where he does that thing...
And I love it.
Where he says something...
I really do.
He says something, and if you're listening, like half listening, you hear it, and then you go, hey, wait a minute, he just got to dig in.
What
was he doing?
He just got to dig in.
Mr. Bush also said in that interview, by the way, that on his watch there will be no women in combat. Now, the president has given several reasons for invading Iraq. One was to end the human rights abuses and the torture carried out by Saddam Hussein. But an alleged victim of U.S. torture at Iraq's Abu Ghraib prison says the things he was forced to endure were worse than anything he'd ever experienced from Saddam. Hussein Mutar, who was sent to Abu Ghraib for car theft, was part of that naked pyramid. But that was just one example of sexual humiliation for him. Among other things, he says he was forced to pleasure himself in front of other people.
Yeah, I see fish.
Howdy, Granny. Quoting Mutar, I wished I could kill myself. There was no one there to help me. Even Saddam didn't do this to us.
I don't think you want anybody to help you with that.
Mutar says...
Hello?
Au contraire, mon frère.
I do it off memory all the time.
Yeah, but I mean,
good.
It's
in a pressure situation.
Better if somebody helps.
I wish this
not always. Depends
time.
Who the other person is.
Of course it does.
I'm very happy by myself quite often. You know, I'm an isolationist, I guess.
Yeah, that's true. Mutar says his humiliation amused Sergeant Charles Grainer, who's on trial for abusing prisoners and the proud father of Linda England's baby.
Yeah, you got to keep in mind, Linda England was one of the folks hanging around there.
Rob, can you do the Linda England pose for us?
Oh, we love that.
That's it.
He's got it.
And, you know, and maybe someday, Rob will show that to the world.
Yes, with my long beard.
My long pointed beard.
Very
on
good.
The website. Another reason given for the invasion of Iraq, the first and primary reason given, was that Saddam was hiding weapons of mass destruction. This week, we learned that the U.S. search for those weapons just officially ended last month, and that the personnel in that search have just arrived back in the States this week.
How'd we do? How many did we find, Buzz?
Well, what do you think?
Millions. That's why we went to war.
I'm going
to
go with one.
No, none. I mean, not so far anyway.
Zero?
Oh, you didn't let me guess.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you guessed millions.
Three.
Okay, three? No.
I heard you already. I know it's none.
The survey group says it left Iraq just before Christmas, partly because there was nothing left to investigate, and partly because of the increasing violence in the new democracy. Their final conclusions will be published this spring, but they say the report will have no new information. There is no indication there are or were at the time of the invasion weapons of mass destruction.
I'll say
Iraq.
17. That's as high as I'll go, 17.
Good for you.
Did I lie to you?
Now, the Los Angeles Times. I like that, Mike. Mm-hmm. The Los Angeles Times has talked with an American soldier who's failed to report for duty in Iraq, quoting 46-year-old Joseph Jacobo of the Army National Guard. I guess I'm AWOL.
Is it Jacobo?
Jacobo.
I'm not going. I'm
Jacobo.
Jacobo.
I got to stay here. I'm Tommy Jacobo. I got to stay at the Palm Restaurant Washington, D.C.
Mike, that's the Palms.
The Palms.
Remember yesterday, Joe.
The Palms.
Quoting Joseph Jacobo, I guess I'm AWOL. He says he passed on the trip to Iraq because he had not been adequately trained or equipped to fight there. He says he couldn't find anyone at his training base in Texas who could fix his broken M4 assault rifle. It jams. Quoting Joe, they try to put old parts in new rifles. It doesn't work. We're having all kinds of problems with our automatic weapons. His fellow soldiers have mentioned a shortage of armor and night vision goggles. Joe says his training included nothing about roadside bombs or protecting a convoy or what conditions would be like in Iraq. And from our Homeland Insecurity Department, you know you're safe from terrorists when teenagers in Pennsylvania can steal an airplane to egg their school. Just a short hop from the nation's capital in Gettysburg, PA, two boys have been arrested for dropping a bucket of eggs on their school from a low-flying plane. One of the boys had taken his father's plane up without a license at night.
Yeah.
Police tried to hail the aircraft using sophisticated communications technology. They waved flashlights at the plane. The boys are now charged with reckless endangerment.
Oh, boy, it's scary.
And the new year has not brought an end to the firing of lasers into airliner cockpits, endangering the pilot's vision. The FBI is investigating several new incidents. And today, the Transportation Secretary outlined a plan to alert pilots to problem areas and to train them in how to react. And the feds say the firing of green lasers into cockpit windows has picked up considerably starting Christmas night. It happened at Burbank Airport. It's
now you couldn't do this. Excuse me, but you couldn't do this with like with the kids using
not
the movie
the red
theater,
laser,
right?
No, not the
laser
pen.
Pointer.
No, these are the new green lasers that are so popular ever since Christmas.
Okay, but here's the thing.
So these are stuff you can buy like as a novelty item, and you can
apparently
you can shine it up over the internet or wherever.
So you're all the way on the ground, mm-hmm. and there's a plane, you know, thousands of feet in the air, and it's got to be dumb luck if you're able to.
Not entirely. Some guys are positioning themselves just off the airport property at the end of the runway so they can shine it directly into the pilot's eyes, directly into the cockpit. They've figured the trajectory of this, and many of these, if not all of them, are intentional pranksters. So it's happened at Burbank Airport. It happened in Cleveland, Houston, Colorado Springs, Medford, Oregon, Nashville. It's happened at Washington, D.C.'s Dulles International Airport. Also targeted a police helicopter here in Fairfax, Virginia.
Man, oh, man.
Wow.
So, I mean, what is the ramifications of it? I mean, I picture these little things that you see. You know, it used to be at concerts. Mm-hmm. That's where you would see the laser pointer.
And then in movies, and it would really piss me off in movies.
When you
see it, like, although sometimes I have to.
It'd be funny.
Like in the beginning when it first happened.
Yeah.
You just put a big red dot on somebody's forehead.
Everybody would chuckle at that.
Or,
right.
You know, you put a dot by where their private area was.
And you do a little circle with it.
Right. Yeah.
And it was also featured in Seinfeld. Remember, there was one person putting it on George, and it was driving him crazy.
Oh, and also, this is the cruelest thing. We used to do this with our dogs.
Oh.
You would get the thing and turn the lights down, and you go, come here, you want catches? Can you catch
us?
And you would pretend like you're throwing it, and they'd see the light against the wall, and then what we would do is we'd make the light go up the wall, and the dogs would go crazy trying to climb the wall to get the goddamn light.
Cats love this.
Even better with cats, I was going to say. And have you ever put sketch tape on a cat's paws?
Rob. No, I haven't.
Now you've gone too far.
Ask Father, I have not.
I've not done it since I've got children because I don't have a cat anymore, but cats hate scotch tape.
You had a cat, the cat ran away.
But my question would be with these lasers in the cockpit, I mean, is it one of these deals where the pilot gets it and all of a sudden goes, I mean, totally blinds him or what? It can certainly obscure his vision at the time and cause, at the very least, temporary eye damage that stays with him hours, days after exposure.
Well, how tough would it be to have some type of security guy at the end of the runway looking for these idiots that are sitting in the...
Exactly. Then the idiot will be a block behind you. I mean, they'll find a new place to hide, a new place to be, out of an apartment window or wherever they fire these
things. Why don't we give all of our pilots like those Terminators? sunglasses, like old man sunglasses.
This is one of the things they're looking at, is giving the pilots glasses to throw on when they enter an area that may be having reports of lasers.
Once again, congratulations.
I know.
A simple idea to a complicated problem.
Right.
Give them glasses so it doesn't bother. And also, get on their little radios as soon as they're aware that somebody's doing this.
Exactly.
And tell the cops to get out to, you know, the vicinity of the area.
This is what they've started today.
Okay.
The Coast Guard yesterday kept a freighter ship from entering a port along the East Coast. The ship was loaded with a deadly cargo of tree stumps. Actually, the Coast Guard says they kept the ship out of port because its captain was drunk. They say they found an open...
Did you say tree stumps?
Tree stumps.
I'm not the beautiful lady from Chicago.
No, we're not letting you into the harbor, Captain Murphy.
okay, boy.
Well, the Coast Guard says they found an open container in the captain's cabin and that he refused a breathalyzer test after failing a field sobriety test.
Hello!
So the ship is still adrift about 10 miles off Hampton Roads. Mothers Against Drunk Shipping is outraged.
Hello!
There are still a few things the big drug companies could learn from street dealers, like only the first one should be free.
Joe.
The makers of Viagra, Cialis, and Levitra pumped an additional $275 million into advertising last year, but sales softened. The number of men seeing
a
doctor...
Pumped, you said pumped, and you said softened.
Those are good words.
I get what you're doing, okay? Sex man.
And I'm painting a picture.
I get what you're doing. You're painting a picture.
He's bad again today. He's going to have to be scolded.
That's not a pastel you're using either.
Right.
The number of men seeing a doctor about their dysfunction was up 64% last year, but sales figures were no longer pointing upward for these drugs.
There you go again, Buzz.
They'd made the same profit they made the year before, and not a penny more. Not a penny more than the $1 billion they made in 03.
Wow.
The Pfizer, Eli Lilly, and GlaxoSmithKline drug companies say they think men are getting free samples from their doctors and then not filling the prescriptions. The pill without the bill.
Listen, here's the thing. I don't need it. And thank God I don't. Right. And maybe I will someday. What am I saying? I'm not going. In that regard, I'm eternally youthful. Mm-hmm. But these commercials, if I was a guy like, well, hi Buzz, a guy that needed these pills,
mm-hmm.
I only mentioned it because you have them.
Well, I do have them, but not because I need them.
I know, just because you want them. But if I'm a guy that needs those pills, those commercials on TV would incense me, where it's the woman and she says, you know, he's just not been the same.
Right.
But now since Cialis or whatever it is...
Now he can throw the football through the tire.
No, but now they're more explicit where she says, I can't repeat the things that she says.
Right.
But what she does is she spends the entire 30 seconds emasculating this guy.
Yeah, and don't you notice on those commercials, she does all the talking, and meanwhile, the big apes in the background, you know, just acting like a paid stud that's like, me sex with you.
And apparently after you take these pills, then you can bathe in adjoining bathtubs on a hillside.
That's right, where you hold hands.
Hey, don't knock it.
Yeah.
The former employees...
listen, also, with some of these women in the ads,
uh-huh.
I would need like 5 or 6 pills.
Sure.
You might need a drip.
Grind them up. Grind them up and put them in a bottle of Red Bull.
IV.
There is nothing that is sensuous about this broad laid out on TV, this lady going, you know, Mike O'Mara just really hasn't been able to do it for me for a couple of years, but since I got him this little pill,
right.
He comes and operates like a little chihuahua dog.
Now you know why he needs the pill.
Yeah.
The former employees of a chicken processing plant.
If I'm one of those guys, they say, honey, here's the deal.
Uh-huh.
I'll take the pill. Let's talk about hygiene. let's make a swap on this deal.
Yeah, make a deal. It seems like it's sick.
Yeah. The former employees. The former employees of a chicken processing plant will not face criminal charges for stomping on live chickens.
Oh, dear.
I love these stories, Buzz. These stories turn me on.
The West Virginia workers were caught on tape by an animal.
Now, see, I don't need Cialis.
Caught on
I
tape.
I just need your stories about stomping on chickens.
Whatever works. They were caught on tape by an animal rights activist working undercover at the plant. The Pilgrim's Pride workers were fired but will not face criminal charges because, quoting a prosecutor, these were chickens in a slaughterhouse.
Sexy.
The workers said that they were told to hang 32 live birds per minute.
I bet they were well hung.
That it was often faster to throw the birds against the wall than to wring their necks in the proper way.
Oh, God! I'm turned on.
Look at that, man. There's your blue pill.
Hey, where's Porkchop? Come here and kiss me right now. I know we've never kissed, Beth Ann, but I'm ready now.
When we come back, Toyota has scrapped its plans for the new tsunami.
Tsunami, right.
Oh,
that
wow.
Gonna be, oh, you almost said that like you worked at HFS.
Oh, wow. Yeah, this is Squid.
No, you almost said it like I was little George Lopez.
Yeah. Oh, that's right. I didn't know what you were talking about, Mr. Eisner. Stomping on chickens? Oh, man. 99.1.
We will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Too busy to meet new friends? The WJFK Dateline can change your life. Log on to WJFK.matchlink.com.
DC.
The Don and Mike Show.
Or job.
WJFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Gosh, I hate to interrupt. It's all been so incredibly fascinating and entertaining and instructive. Really, the time has just flown by.
The Don and Mike Show.
How are you anyway? The Don and Mike Show.
How are you anyway?
This is a crazy place.
Sure is.
I just I saw Fez from Ron and Fez in the hall a couple of seconds ago. He's telling his beard is growing up. It's not growing down.
Wow.
Kind of like if the beard was white.
It was Santa Claus beard.
He would look like Santa from Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Yeah, right. Yeah. And he was
Rudolph and the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
He was showing me how it was growing up, yeah. And saying it was actually getting up near his eye level.
Ooh. Yeah, it's dangerous.
I mean, really, the beard is going the wrong way on the man's face.
Fez participated in the absence show that we did a short time back.
Mike, we're not doing another one for a while.
Okay.
We'll do another one when the lineup is finally set here. We'll do the next absence show.
That's a capital idea.
Yeah. Because, you want to mention, Ron and Fez are coming up next. You know, this station is a mess. This station, WJFK.
Mm-hmm.
The station that we work at in D.C.
But it's our mess.
Yeah, right. It's a mess. And this other station, HFS, just changed format to Spanish. Mm-hmm. So there were some guys that used to work here that went to work there, and now they're thinking that those guys might come back to work here. And I've not spoken to Ron and Fez. I don't know if they would want to do the midday shift or the nighttime shift. There's a couple of things that have to happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first, either way, we got to get rid of O'Reilly.
Right. Wouldn't that be great?
And also, I would like to mention there's a third show in Baltimore, the Out to Lunch show, the midday show up there. That's a good show, too.
Very good show, absolutely.
So you got a lot of really good shows, and there should be room for all of these shows to play together.
Amen.
Here's the only thing, the only fly in the ointment, is Howard. Mm-hmm. Because the company can't do anything until Howard decides when he's leaving or when he's going to be pushed out. And then they have to decide, you know, when we're going to go to the mornings, at least D.C. and Baltimore, you know, or we might stay where we're at. But either way, I just want to show support for all of these shows because I like all of these guys. And I felt bad talking to Fez a moment ago because there's this undertone of nervousness around the station.
Tension, concern, yeah.
Yeah, that people aren't really sure what's going on. Yep. And I'm a big supporter of the Sports Junkies, always have been.
Right.
Even more so with Ron and Fez, as we've gotten to know them over the years. And these guys in Baltimore are great, too. It seems to me to be idiotic that you have so many talented radio shows and what they're calling a hot talk format, and you don't have room for all the shows, not only because of Howard, but also because of this mess we have in the middle of the day with a two-hour show of Bill O'Reilly that somehow the station got strong-armed into carrying a couple of years ago.
Exactly.
So my hope is that all of these shows can find a place to be on the air here at WJFK.
That'd be great. That's a nice wish.
And if there's room left, you know, maybe Hefe could do the overnight show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Perfect. Hefe and Dubs.
And Dubs, that's where I think they're creatures of the night.
But they don't get paid.
Right. They have to do it totally for free.
They don't get paid.
They will.
Anyway, I want all those guys, and Mike, I know you feel the same way, too. We just want everybody
I really don't. What? No, I'm kidding.
We want everybody to play and play nice together.
Yeah.
And, goddamn, you guys at Infinity, if you would just figure out what you're doing, you would make everybody else's life that works at this radio station a little easier.
Absolutely.
And really, this is one time I'm not speaking probably the only time I'm not tweeting. It's not going to affect me at all.
Right.
We're Mike. We're set. We're fine. But I don't like to see other talented people being put through this grinder because management has their head up their butt and they're not quite sure what to do with these people.
It never fails to amaze me that in a communications business, which we're in, the lack of communication that goes on sometimes. And you know what? It's been this way everywhere we've ever worked at.
Yep.
And it's frustrating and it's difficult. And, you know, if any of these folks are listening to this right now, we are with you. We're supporting you, and I hope
I don't get it.
I hope it plays out as soon, but it's not going to.
No, it won't,
because it never has gear. And
I don't get it. You've got Howard in the morning for however long he's here. Then you've got us. You've got Ron and Fez, Sports Junkies, out to lunch. How many? And the Hideout. How many? That's like six shows.
Mm-hmm.
That's like having a team, and you've got a basketball team. You've got enough guys to play and somebody good on the bench.
Exactly.
But for some reason, we're pulling out this fifth Bill O'Reilly and putting his show on in the middle of the day. And my fear is that someone's going to be squeezed out in this.
Exactly, yeah.
Okay, so anyway, I feel very strongly about this and just wanted to mention that. I don't want to cause any waves. I don't want Michael Hughes to call me up tonight and yell at me and tell me that I'm talking about secrets, because I'm not talking about secrets. I'm talking about speculation that you guys let happen, because when you do something like fire an entire staff and then spread rumors that other disc jockeys are coming here, people wonder about their jobs.
Mm-hmm. They do. They worry.
That's all.
Yeah.
And Ron and Fez don't do a show where they discuss the behind-the-scenes stuff in radio.
Right, right.
And I bet that they're concerned.
I would think.
About what's happening.
I hope they're okay.
But the junkies are concerned, right?
Yeah, I think we'd all like to know, and especially the fans of their shows, would like to know how the chips are going to fall and what's going on.
And I'm sure those guys on Live 105 in Baltimore, the At the Lunch Show, I'm sure they'd like to know if there's an opportunity for them to be heard on more than one station or at a different time slot.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, really, you got so many talented people working so close to each other, yet they don't foster this environment where all these shows could be lined up back to back.
You have the ingredients for a decent team, and put the team together. I mean, really. Good idea.
That's it. I just feel awkward about it. I'm sorry that I brought it up this late in the show. I don't want to make it awkward for Ron and Fez.
Mm-hmm.
But everybody around the station feels the same way.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
That's true.
And the sermon, or as Mike would say, pep talk over.
Pep talk over. And everybody feels the same way around the station except for Joe.
Well, Joe, you're right about that.
Yeah.
You are dead on.
He
right
might have feelings,
that.
Issues.
What did Joe say? Joe said to me something like, if EB comes back, I'm going to tell him he can kiss my ass. But I think Joe had gone and gotten a few too many Slurpees for EB when he worked there.
Maybe so.
It's like the guy that was the prisoner for so long, all of a sudden becoming the warden.
Yeah, well, basically, I think that EB is Joe's Lindy England.
Yes.
He still has the collar marks. In Canada, Toyota has decided to abandon plans it made over a year ago to introduce a new sporty model of its Celica. The special edition Celica was named the Tsunami.
Oh, boy.
It will now be called the Celica Sports Package.
But we will all think of it as Tsunami, though.
Yes, it will never be forgotten.
And I swear to God, if I mentioned this, I apologize. On vacation, watching small market television up on the Eastern Shore.
The best.
I swear to God, on the 11 o'clock news, the girl said the Tsunami.
Tsunami.
Oh, no. Like she's looking at the prompter.
No.
Tsunami.
Small market television, and in many cases, much worse than small market radio.
Yeah. Well, it's close, but
really, you know.
Channel 16, Dover, Delaware.
It's where the reporters carry their own cameras. It's bad radio. We'll set it up on a tripod.
Tsunami.
Tsunami. Wow. Finally, from the Lord Works in Mysterious Ways department, in Oviedo, Florida, a Presbyterian minister was giving his sermon, and as he said the words, "And when I go to heaven," he died. The Reverend Jack Arnold left this world for the next at age 69. Doctors in the house say he died instantly. Just before he collapsed, Reverend Arnold quoted the 18th century Bible scholar John Wesley, who said, "Until my work on this earth is done, I am immortal. But when my work for Christ is done, I go to be with Jesus." That was apparently all God needed to hear.
And he's gone.
He's gone.
And he's gone.
Gone. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Bobby.
No.
Yes.
Oh, no.
Yes, Mr. Lopez.
Oh, no, I don't want to.
We got
to
go. We'll see you tomorrow with the new episode.
I got the blues.
Ron and Fez are next. As I think you know, we'll see you tomorrow with the new episode. Good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And good day to you, sir.
Good day to you, sir.
And you, are you feeling well or are you sick?
Word?
Yeah.
I want to say hi to Joe Witte and everyone in Morgantown, West Virginia.
Clean it and make it feel better.
Till we meet again, this is Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swinging.